I'm Laura Huntsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project where friends and loved ones interview each other. At the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia in 2016, Scott Barnes sat down with his son, Scotty, and his grandson, Richard, to tell them about his life and family history. Scott Barnes was celebrating his 92nd birthday at the time of the interview. Here's Scotty Barnes speaking to his father.
Then it was another story about your mother, that she was an orphan. So tell us about your mother becoming an orphan.
Well, my mother was a Southern girl, and she had grown up in the Kershaw County area of Columbia. She was born over near Camden. She was born in October of 1888. She became an orphan. She was living at that time in Graniteville. Her father was a newspaper man with the Augusta newspaper, and he died on her 12th birthday, October 16th, 1888. And she always remembered that day because she loved her daddy very much, of course. And less than 6 months later, her mother also died. She became an orphan at age 12 before her 13th birthday. So my mother just always felt that her family life had been destroyed. She and seven sisters and brothers were left as orphans when those two deaths occurred in 1900 and 1901. And her big prayer from that experience as a little child was to have a family and to be a mother to children.
And later on, your mother had six children and then one adopted child. But let's talk about how your mother and father met. She was working in an office and he was at a lumber mill. Tell us about that.
When my mother became an orphan, she was cared for by an older sister. She had four older sisters, and one of them took her in and became like a mother to her. She was a great Christian woman. My mother used to refer to her as a walking Bible. She said, if you want to see a preacher preach a sermon, go to church. If you want to see some walking around doing everything 7 days a week like a Christian ought to do, go to see your Aunt Mary. Her sister encouraged her to study and read and learn how to type and learn shorthand and bookkeeping. And about age 16, she became a helper in an office, a big lumber mill. And my father worked there, and he noticed her in the office. In fact, she gave him his paycheck every time he got a paycheck. My mother was 21 when she married my daddy. He was a wonderful man. He adored her. He adored her. When she walked across the room, no matter what he was doing, he stopped and watched her walk across the room. And you'd watch him, he'd put his paper down, and he'd say, isn't she beautiful? Have you ever seen anything like that? Look at your mother. He would say that to us, and I'll never forget it. She never referred to him as anything but Mr. Barnes. He was 14 years older than she was. The night he died, she had nursed him for 4 years in our home. He wanted to die at home. She was in the room, and when he died, we were all in the next room. She was in the bedroom with him when he died, and she opened the door and she said, well, children, Mr. Barnes has passed away. And then she said, he was the best man I have ever known in my life. I'll never forget that night.
Scott Barnes speaking to his son and grandson at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia. Produced locally by Laura Huntsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more StoryCorps and narrative interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Huntsberger.